Since September 11th, moderate voices in the Muslim world have been advocating what they call a more liberal interpretation of Islam to counter militant Islamist trends. But in Egypt, the Arab world's largest Muslim country, moderates say they face an uphill battle getting their message heard. From Cairo, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
Mona Mansour, a medical doctor and a mother of four, is hovering around her dining room table, coaxing her young children to eat. She could pass for an average American working mom, except for the headscarf she puts on when she leaves the house out of respect for her religion, Islam. She says she's upset about the West's negative views of Islam in the wake of the September 11th attacks, but she's even angrier at those who've committed violence in the name of Islam.
They want to hurt this religion. Otherwise, these millions in foreign countries, in America, wouldn't have been thinking that Muslims are like devils with beards, or devils with head covered.
But Mona says she's not just upset with militants or accused terrorists like Osama bin Laden. She's disturbed by the way Islam is being presented by religious conservatives.
They are giving an untrue rigid image, untrue inflexible image, misguiding the future men, the future women, trying to tell them that this is what real Islam is. You should get dressed in a certain way, you should behave in a certain way, you should do this, you shouldn't do that. It's like distracting their attention from the core of the religion.
Islam, she says, urges its believers to be good, to live in peace, to be open-minded and flexible. But she fears that's not the message that's getting across these days. In the past couple of decades, Egyptian society has become increasingly religious. Attendance at mosques is up, Quran readings blast from taxis and stores, and many more women have donned Islamic headscarves. Hisham Qasim, editor-in-chief of the Cairo Times, says there are many economic and social reasons for this trend, but the greatest factor, he says, has been Egypt's lack of democracy.
There has been no scope for political or intellectual development. Basically, religion became the only thing people can react with.
Fundamentalist and extremist movements grew in popularity in the 70s and 80s, in part, says Qasim, in reaction to the state's authoritarianism. Although the Islamists have been harshly repressed in recent years, their demands for a more pious society continue to appeal to many Egyptians, and their influence is strongly felt. But rather than challenge the Islamists' conservative views, President Hosni Mubarak has sought to project his own Islamic image, says writer Hossein Amin.
He increased the dose of Islamic programs, material in information media, in school education curricula, in order to appease the hardliners among Muslims.
Mubarak's government has also allowed the banning of books and films considered insulting to Islam. It has tolerated court cases brought by hardline conservatives against so-called apostates. And it did little, says Amin, to protect moderates and secularists against physical attacks by Islamists in the early 90s. The result, says Amin, was that the voices that could have helped to counter conservative trends were muted.
Many moderate Islamic writers found that it was wise to keep silent.
Today, in the wake of September 11th, some in Egypt are realizing how critical it is for moderate voices to be heard again. One of Egypt's more vocal Islamic modernizers is 81-year-old Gamal el-Benna, the youngest brother of the founder of the Muslim Brotherhood. Benna, who heads his own Islamic movement, has written numerous books advocating a renewal of Islam, which he says has been the victim of 1,000 years of misinterpretation by conservative scholars relying on centuries-old traditions and superstitions. Those scholars are monopolizing Islam and imposing on us an Islam which is false and can't adjust to our time, he says. Benna advocates directly interpreting the Muslim holy book, the Quran. If we do this, he says, we would find a great difference between the Islam of the scholars and the real Islam. For example, he adds, we would find that Islam supports equality between the sexes and tolerance of all religions and peoples. But Benna's liberal message has been ignored by the Egyptian government. And, says Hisham Qasim, unless the government gives him a platform to spread his message, it will continue to be largely unheard.
The bottom line is the state still controls the media. You see, and unless the state gives the moderates a platform, they're going nowhere.
The Egyptian government says it does support moderate views. It points to a handful of liberal Islamists writing for major newspapers. But analysts like Qasem and Amin say the state needs to do more, especially in the wake of September 11th. They fear that until it does, conservative, intolerant interpretations of Islam may continue to influence militant behavior carried out in the name of religion. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Cairo.